Your call. Hello.
Yes, hello. Is Mr. Garcia available?
This is his mom. How can I help you?
All right. This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. I saw that the authorization and everything is approved. Everything is set up. I wanted to make sure I have the correct address, 5253 Jackson Street. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And his brother is doing the work Monday. Yes.
Okay. I see. Yeah, that's from 2 to 6. Yeah,
two to six. Okay, so I spoke to Erica and I explained to her because with my job, like, it fluctuates where some days I'm home, some days I'm not.
Right.
So pretty much Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 would be where Lucas is going to be needed.
Okay.
So, all right, because Lucas has been, like, clocking in, but you know, I know last week it was like some mishaps with different times clocking in, just getting used to it because the app wasn't working. Then it was. Then he took them out and he forgot to clock in before they left.
Right.
So there's just a lot going on. So I just wanted to make sure that Lucas is getting properly, you know, the right amount of hours, and that on the schedule it's like Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. The weekend
we split
the time. Yeah, because Fridays he's not going to be needed at all.
Okay, so Monday through Thursday from 2 to 6, so that's 4 hours, so that's 16 hours Monday through Thursday, because he has 30 hours total, and then that'll be 14, so that'll be 7 hours on Saturday and Sunday?
Yep.
All right, let me put that in a note. Also, the reason I called, let me write this first, just so I don't forget that, because I'm going to send this to
Erica. Are you
going to
be the new person that we're going to deal with, or Erica still?
No.
Because I called her, and she didn't call me back.
All right, so Ms. Cordona will be the care coordinator. I'm something totally different from Family First. I do a multitude of things for them. But one of the things I do is that we have new clients. I come out to update their client folder. So I can get what's called the client service agreement signed. So it is a document that has the caregiver scheduling duties on it. It goes in this client folder in case UPMC, his Medicaid insurer, ever audits us. So my visit is quick. It's not like an assessment, like the service coordinator.
No. Yeah, I mean, usually what happens is his brother gets him up, like, when I leave. Well, his brother comes there 2 o'clock because that's about the time, you know, that he's pretty much by himself. He'll get up. He'll, you know, make sure he brushes his teeth, takes his medication, stuff like, well, the medication in the morning I make sure. But his, like, afternoon medication, he'll do that. If he needs to help him do wash or, you know, he'll take him out to eat. He'll take him to get a haircut. I know yesterday they went to a Sixers game, so just stuff like getting him up and out of the house. And then I don't even know what happened with the game, to be honest. So I just know he was like, hey, I'm coming to pick Nico up. We're going to go. I said, okay.
Okay, that's good. Saturday and Sunday, is there specific the 7 hours, their specific time frame?
It varies because if in the mornings, like – if he makes an appointment to get a haircut, like let's say he has an early morning haircut at 9 a.m., then Lucas would come. Because Lucas right now is back and forth between school. So here he'll come home, he'll grab Nico, and then they'll go out for the day, do like lunch and all that other stuff, and then come home. So 7 hours each day, I would say maybe 12 to 7 just to be on the safe side. And then if he takes them in earlier, then, you know, we'll just take a note of
it. Sorry to cut you off. We don't have to be rigid with the hours, okay, in terms of the scheduling, as long as he does the 7 hours, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, so say I'm going to send a message to him now that it's going to be 12 to 7, but he wants to clock in at 10 and clock out at 5. That's fine.
Okay, as long as there's 7 hours for those 2 days. Okay.
Yes. The key is for the insurer is just for one is he wants to utilize all the hours.
Exactly. That's what Erica was telling me. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So right now he's at 30. The goal is to try to get him for like a half a day program. So then that way.
Okay.
But he still requires the 30 amount of hours is what his UPMC coordinator told me, because she said even if he gets in the daycare, she was like, that would be like a morning thing. They would pick him up, bring him home before like 1 o'clock, and then from 2 o'clock on, his brother can help with everything else.
Okay.
But
now,
every program
I'm
that
gonna,
we've been looking at, Nikolai's not feeling
okay.
it.
Then let me ask you a couple of questions. And the reason I'm going to
Go
ask,
ahead.
because I've been in this field for 25 years, right?
Okay.
And prior to Community Health Choices taking over this Medicaid budget for long-term care, and I'm familiar with why they've done this. And one of the things, when they introduced themselves to Pennsylvania in 2018, one of the things they wanted to do was emphasize, one is informal supports, that's non-paid caregivers, and number two is day programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to reduce the home care.
Yeah.
So this is for-profit insurance in the nonprofit sector. So the reason I'm saying this is because if the UPMC service coordinator, who these people are not, I was a service coordinator for years.
Mm-hmm.
They're not service coordinators. They are insurance reps for for-profit
mm-hmm.
insurance. They don't mean
yeah.
well, but that's how they're trained, right? So
mm-hmm.
they say that that won't affect his hours, but that is literally what the insurance wants to do. If they add an additional service.
Yeah, well, I can tell you all the list that they gave me, even when I was trying to do it for myself to just get him in like a day
mm-hmm.
program for the couple
yeah.
hours before we got approved for this,
yeah.
they're not beneficial to him. Like, he
right.
is, like, considered intellectual disability, developmental
oh,
delayed. Yeah, so he can definitely be taken advantage of. However,
yeah.
he doesn't qualify for like a drug and alcohol program, which that's
okay.
what they had him in at what is it, Northeast Community
mm-hmm.
Center. They had him in there. So
okay.
then the groups they have people that are, you know, mentally retarded,
mm-hmm.
so to
right.
speak, not using that word, but mental
right.
retardation. And
yeah.
then my sister-in-law goes to Friends Helping Friends, where that was just a conflict of interest. Like, yeah, they go trips and they do different things, but
mm-hmm.
for him, he's 27 years old. What 27-year-old,
right.
regardless of whatever, is going to want to go to these kind of programs?
So
that was just something we were trying, but at this point, no. Everyone that she gave me as a referral and stuff like that, no. If he could go to, like, a day program and meet somebody, like, his own
right.
age, and kind of, like, not say he has to go every day, but to go, like, maybe once or twice a week, that would be
yeah.
great. He does go to see a regular therapist in psychiatry, but, again, and then they're going to arrange for transportation if myself or
right.
Lucas can't take him.
So let me ask, has he ever been under ODP services, Office of Developmental Programs? They fund IDD recipients.
We were on the OVR program.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So no, he's never been on that program.
Okay, so I used to do IDD stuff 15 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was, that's what I did for a company called the Consortium, and I was affiliated with a bunch of other people. I was in IDD years ago, so I'm familiar
okay.
with it.
Yeah.
There's a possibility what you could do, because it has nothing to do with long-term care, it's just me being in the field for this long, but.
Uh-huh.
There's a possibility.
Like, I don't want him to have to ever move out on his own.
No,
that's,
I'm not talking
that's
about
a
that.
No,
that's,
because my sister-in-law, we wind up doing that for her, just because at that point, like, she needed 24-hour round-the-clock, a one-to-one.
No, this has nothing to do with residential or respite. I would
mm-hmm.
say this. There's a possibility where you could apply. He could apply for ODP service. He could have both because he has Office of Long-Term Living. That's what the Medicaid program is for home
okay.
care. He could also, you could also apply for the ODP waiver for Office Developmental Programs, and then
okay.
they would be able to fund the pre-vocational program, they call them, if he finds something he wants to do a couple of times a week, but it wouldn't affect
okay.
his waiver for
okay.
home care.
Perfect.
And the reason I'm saying that is because under the, if UPMC and his long-term care waiver was paid for his home care. If they pay for any type of day program, they're going to try to reduce his home care service.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that their motto is that payer of last resort, Community Health Choices, not just UPMC, that's the entire program. So what they're going to do
mm-hmm.
is they're going to say, regardless of the hours he has now, they're going to say, well, now his caregiver's duties are being reduced because he's not in the home as much. So
mm-hmm.
they'll sell you a dream, because if they add
oh, no,
one
no, no.
service,
they could try. And I said, like, it took us this long to get what we got, and he's still
mm-hmm.
not even approved for Social Security, which we just went to court. We have a lawyer involved and everything. I've been fighting
right.
for Social Security for him since he was 18, because,
right.
again, he gets
exactly.
these little part-time jobs around the holidays where everybody needs somebody, so they just take bodies instead of really taking in consideration
mm-hmm.
what kind of people they're hiring. And they're like, oh, well, he can work. And I'm like, no, he cannot work, because what happens is he needs frequent breaks. He
mm-hmm.
works one day an 8-hour shift, and then he sleeps for 48 hours because his body
mm-hmm.
is that bad, like breaks down.
Okay. So, yeah, I would, if I would say, just from, you know, my experience, try to see if you can get the ODP waiver, because also ODP,
okay.
and they specialize in, if you want to do anything in the community, like a pre-vocational program, that'll be social skills, life skills, job skills. And what they normally
Perfect.
Do is, like, say if he goes to a program twice a week, like, for instance, there was a place, you got Jev's, which is in the Northeast. They're kind of
Yeah,
good.
He's the office manager there.
Yeah, okay. And you got
so,
the heart. Well, I'm just throwing up in general.
Yeah,
but
no, I know.
Like,
and then so, there's another one called PCC.
PCC
Are
or
they part of that? Is it PCC? They're right on 5th Street, like off of 5th and Spring Garden. Is it PCS or PCC?
Oh, I think I'm familiar with. I don't know what their name is offhand. I think I know what you're talking about, though. No. PMHC.
Okay,
PMHC.
Whatever.
Down there. They've been there forever. So, yeah, I had a training in 2000.
Real quick, so is
yeah.
there a day that you need to come out, just because I need to get back into the office? So.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to be in the area. I have 5 people to see to do the same thing with in that area
uh-huh.
tomorrow between, let me see, I think it's between 1 and 3 to get it signed. Let me make sure, because I left a spot open if I got in contact with you guys. Oh, actually, no, between 12 and 2.
Okay.
Between
not going to work.
Between 12 and 2 to get it signed.
It's not going to work. Are you going to be in the area any other time after that?
I got somebody around 10:30, then I got another person, then I was going to schedule for you guys, and then I'm leaving that area. I'm not going too far, but
I mean, if you can push it more towards like 1:30, 2 o'clock, then I can make sure, because tomorrow his brother would definitely be with him.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Let me see.
The later, the better.
1:32 o'clock. All right, I'll put it in a note.
And then just call me beforehand, because I'm going to call his brother and make sure that he's there with him tomorrow exactly at 1:30.
All right, that's what I'll do. I'll put in my notes around 2. So
okay.
I know that I want to switch some stuff around. And I'm not going – after I leave the area, I'm not going too far. So if
okay.
I have to come back.
All right, so I'm going to put that in now, and then if anything, you have my number to call me tomorrow. Okay.
Yes,
I'm back
in
the office
now.
Lisa.
Lisa, okay. All right,
yep.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.